I just want to sort of say something about that doesn't have jobs, that's not even indigent, you know, that gets free basic services and stuff like that. So the city is looking after those people. However, they have now forgotten that people that actually have a job has got a family, and they've got to pay school fees, and they've got a lot of expenses, and the municipal bill has become a huge portion of average working person's income. And that is why it is why people are so unhappy about the way this budget is increased. Because before, when the budget was released, the increases ranged from about 5% to 30%. Then when the mayor announced the first bit of relief, the increases were ranging from 5 to 24%. And I'm now talking about the overall bill. I'm not just talking about electricity or just water or just the cleaning charge or stuff like that. And now after the final amendments came out yesterday, I mean, the range is still between 4 and 25%, which is multiples of the inflation rate. And if one look at salaries, one is lucky to get, say, a 4.5% salary increase. Then it takes a person's salary 16 years to double. Now, the city had been giving around about 9% overall increases on their total bills for the last couple of years. That means that the municipal bill is doubling every 8 years. So we definitely have something amiss here, where the exponential nature of this budget and the way this budget is formulated is not working for your normal working class ratepayer.
Well, I mean, costs doubling every 8 years is a bit scary. But Sandra, what potential long-term impacts do you foresee if, you know, if the city of Cape Town continues the way that it is, with its approach to, you know, fixed charges, especially when the charges are linked to property values? What long-term effects will this have?
Well, for starters, just imagine the bill that people, okay, there's a selected few of us that know what's going on, but your average person, maybe your neighbor or even people that work with you, don't know all this detail. Now, on the 1st of July, people are going to get a new municipal bill with 9 items on it, plus VAT, which is another separate item. So the bills are going to be tremendously complicated. And with a pushback, so people already don't understand the inclined block tariff in the electricity. There's a lot, the fixed charge for water, that used to be based on the pipe levy, on the size of your pipe. People just do not understand how it works. And now all of a sudden, there's going to be potentially 2 additional charges. Now, in the long term, something that the city did not address at all is that the electricity fixed charge is still increasing from 245 to 339 rands per month for everybody, which is a 38% increase. The fixed charges are still there. The link to property values, which is causing the havoc in the budget, because the link to property values is structured to be exponential. And that takes away the proportionality of the budget. It takes it away completely. The budget is no longer proportional. And then, in terms of your poor people, the lifeline people, they get an increase of 9.9%. So we're going, on the 1st of July, we're going to have the same thing again. Those people are going to buy electricity units and get again significantly less units for their buck. So I cannot understand the logic of increasing the indigent by the 9.8%. That I just do not understand that. If everybody else is now helped by the city, why aren't they helping the indigenous people as well. But those things are just, it's just overlooked.
Mm-hmm. We are going to have to leave it there, Sandra, but before I let you go, very, very briefly, how can residents still comment on this draft budget? Because the public comments are open till the mid of June. So how can residents get their comments in?
All right. It is still very much the same way as the previous time. The best is to send the city an email to budget.comments@gov. Important, it's at gov.za. Because some people, they would say co.za or something like that. Just make very sure, and they can come to our group, Stop COCT, from tomorrow. We will be posting and we will letting people know how they can get their emails. And they can also go online. The city has got an online facility by where they can actually give their input online as well. And that is open till the 13th of June.